Hello?
Hey,
Oh, it's this guy.
you sound more British than usual.
Welcome to my little thing.
Welcome to your little thing.
Yeah, welcome to my fucking tiny penis.
Welcome to my tiny penis.
Welcome to my tiny penis.
What a strange thing to say.
Well,
Welcome to my little thing, is what they say when they take you to that back room.
Oh, damn. Oh, damn.
Damn.
He's nasty, they say. I want to ask you about how Portugal is, but
Save it for the pod.
tell me about things that aren't Portugal.
Well, my dick still sucks.
I'm gonna add this on as like an extra at the end of the episode. It's gonna be just both of us talking about how stupid our dicks are.
Dude, our dicks suck so bad.
Oh my god. Like, which one of us do you think has the worst dick?
I think yours is a little worse.
Yeah, it is.
Yours
Because it's
is
like
your
the
dick is
color of it is weird. It's like translucent. My dick looks like a Vietnamese summer roll.
Why is that the first thing I hear? Did I just like walk into a conversation? Like what?
Yeah,
Am I
we're
missing
talking about.
Oh.
You just walked in on me telling Josh about how my dick looks like a wet rag on the ground.
That's awful.
Because it's like it has shape, but it's easily moldable.
Yeah. Mine looks like a sea cucumber that like a diver stepped on by accident.
I'm gonna keep mine out of this.
My
Oh,
dick
come on,
looks like a
Keaton, on a
my
scale of 1 to 10, how bad is your dick?
How bad? Is one very bad or is 10 very bad?
10's very bad.
10.
My
Very bad.
dick looks like the end of a used toothbrush.
After like 3 months. Yeah,
No, I'm talking like 2 years.
it's just like frayed. Jesus Christ.
No, but seriously, my dick looks like roadkill.
Have you ever seen those kitchen tools that make spaghetti out of vegetables? Because mine looks like it was run through one of those a couple times.
Boy.
To be in this conversation in public is interesting.
No, but it makes sense too.
It makes sense.
People need to
Yeah,
know
it's
the
just like.
truth, which is in fact that the video game birds consume urine in the feature length
No, but
film about
seriously,
them.
my dick looks like a Red Bull can that someone made a crack pipe out of.
Fuck. My dick looks like the crumpled front end of a vehicle that's been in a car crash. My dick looks like a cigarette butt that's been stepped on.
No, but honestly, my dick looks like the stuff that's like on the inside of a lid of some yogurt.
Oh, fuck. My dick just looks like yogurt.
Are you guys familiar with Chex Mix? I've
Yeah.
never heard of it. No, what's Chex Mix?
Do you have a least favorite piece of Chex Mix?
See, that's a controversial topic because I feel like I want to say the brown chips, but at the same time,
Sure.
sometimes those are enjoyable.
Well, whichever
I think
one you
it's. I think
decide
it's.
is your least favorite, that's what my dick looks like.
I think it's actually the Chex itself. I just want the mix. You know what
I
I'm
mean,
saying?
we laugh and we joke, but my dick does look like a charcoal rendering of a shiitake mushroom.
It's just black. It's just covered in soot. Wait, here. No. My dick looks like a 4-time used log that's been in a fireplace for like a year.
Yeah. Dude, my dick looks like the Microsoft paperclip. And it's just as helpful.
It's just twisted around itself.
Would you like some
Need some
help with
help with
that?
that?
This is actually on a more serious note because this isn't about how bad my dick is per
Oh,
se,
yeah.
but my dick actually it contains the entire literature of Moby Dick. I just call it Moby.
Just Moby. My dick actually looks
Moby.
like Moby, the singer.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah. There was a dean at my high school named Mr. Dick, and he was like 6'4" and like shiny bald. Mm-hmm. It just made too much sense. And it was a high school of all places, so it was
a little
like,
too on the nose.
I don't want to interrupt, but I gotta tell you, my dick looks like a piece of rope that got salvaged from the Titanic.
Fuck. Just sopping wet. And afraid to shit.
My dick looks like the snow that's on the road like 3 days after.
Slush.
Is this just going to be the whole podcast now?
Oh, guys, I don't want to tell you this.
Go on.
My dick looks like something they serve in the back rooms of a Star Wars cantina.
My dick looks like it's a combination of the two worst bugs.
Oh boy, okay, we should start the podcast.
Yes. Wait, for real though? Probably. For real though? My dick looks like a well-used wooden baseball bat.
Well, see, that's actually way better than what my dick looks like, which is a used piece of tin foil crumbled up and put on the ground.
In the shape of a dick, but like, kind of.
Yeah.
My dick looks like an oyster that got mugged.
My dick looks like
my dick looks like a vacuum cleaner got stuck on the carpet and ripped it to shreds.
Oh shit, I need to say before we start, my dick looks like something that falls out of a dead sheep's asshole.
My dick looks like Mr. Hanky the Christmas Pooh.
My dick looks like LeBron James's hairline in 2014.
Fuck.
My dick looks like Anthony Hopkins wrapped in cellophane.
Ew.
Hey, Adam? My dick looks like Chinese leftovers.
My dick looks like Venom's tongue.
We need to end this like a chewed up piece of Toblerone.
Oh. Okay, let's start. You ready?
Let's start. Yeah,
I'm ready.
Let's get to the piss.
Let's get to the piss.
Just can I say one more thing though?
Oh yeah, of course.
All I wanted to say was.
Can I just say before you say? Can I just say something quick?
Yeah, you say your thing.
Okay, because my dick looks like Casper the Ghost got beaten up.
What we really like should
his,
start
like his ghost uncles beat him real
well. Wait. This just in. My dick looks like YouTube from 2005.
Guys, we really should start, but yeah. I just kind of before we get into it, my dick looks like a barista
behind a little counter.
It wears a beanie and it has a cool mustache.
Yeah, I know. Too many cigarettes.
My dick looks like the place where they dump the salsa behind a Mexican restaurant.
Ew, oh no.
My dick looks like someone left a Laffy Taffy candy out in the boiling sun.
No. Fuck.
My dick looks like a crumbled up autumn leaf.
My dick looks like it was found underneath the bed that the grandparents all sleep in the Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Can we get to the piss?
Okay, let's get to the piss.
Okay, alright.
Hey everyone.
My dick looks like a chewed up watermelon seed.
My dick looks like the inside of a pumpkin.
My dick looks like if you hit a piece of spaghetti with a hammer.
Okay, let's get going.
All right,
my dick looks like someone tried to make nachos in the dark.
The chips are on the plate and the cheese is on the counter.
Cheese everywhere.
Okay, we're ready to go.
Ready to go.
This is going to be the first episode where the episode starts 10 minutes into the episode.
Good shit.
Hey Hey everyone, and welcome to Reader Beware, You're In For A Scare. My name is Josh, and let's get to the piss. It's my co-host Keaton.
Let's get to the piss!
What's up?
Now, Keaton, which club are you in?
I was talking to Jay. The clubs thing might have to end after I become a permanent co-host. So the audition was put in, and I'm on the 3 club. This would be my 5th episode.
Which would kind of make you the first member of the 5 club. I gotta but tell you it, though,
like, are I've you already in the recorded the next club?
Episode, and I'm so sorry to tell you, Kristen beat you to the 5 club.
That's ass. Okay, but are you in the 23 club?
I'm exempt from the clubs.
That's what I'm saying. So if I'm a co-host, I should also probably be exempt from the clubs.
Maybe you should be exempt from the clubs.
After 3,
we got to do a whole episode about this. Anyway, joining the maybe not the 2 club. Maybe technically the 1 club.
No, it's the 2 club.
Okay,
1.5.
That's Adam. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks so much for having me back. I'm Adam Crouch, and my dick looks like a hot dog risotto. Sorry.
No, it's fine.
I had to get one more in there, you know.
Thanks for sharing, Adam.
Yes.
I'm here to redeem myself.
Yeah, last time you were here, it didn't exactly go as it was intended.
I'm not happy about it either. I had a little bit too much fun the night before. I didn't wake up in time to record the podcast at the time we had decided on. But the good news is, now Josh and I are finally in the same time zone. I'm in sunny Portugal. It's where it's summer all year round, except for the winter when it's not
right,
summer.
Right, right.
Keaton.
Me?
After the, good job. After the complaints episode.
Yeah.
You will remember. A lot of the complaints were about us neglecting the subject of the Angry Birds drinking piss in the Angry Birds movie on this podcast called The Angry Birds Drink Piss in the Angry Birds Movie.
Right. I don't know that I would take credit for neglecting the topic because...
I would say it's almost mainly your fault.
All right, okay. Well, I apologize, guys. It's my bad.
Yeah, you... It's your fault for sure.
I shouldn't have done that.
Adam, I don't want to be like, I don't want to bitch, but I'm just saying, I don't want to bitch, but it's.
Can you say it one more time?
If there's the last thing I want to do right now, bitch, but so sure. This episode is just about getting down to brass tacks,
getting to the piss, if you will,
getting straight to the piss, and
right.
Not leaving that area. By the way, Adam, how's Portugal?
Portugal's great. I got food poisoning here, which was nice.
Did, yeah.
I think I got it because I ate too many oysters.
Now, if there's one thing I know about oysters, they're rumored to be a bit of a, how do you say, aphrodisiac.
Yes, mm-hmm. Right.
You get real horny after?
Well, I didn't have time to because of the food poisoning.
How much time do you need to get horny?
Wait, you've never... you guys...
Couple weeks.
Food poisoning doesn't make you horny?
Talk us through your food poisoning experience. We will get to this.
I don't want you to think that Portugal's all bad. So maybe I should tell you a little bit about the rest of Portugal and then get to the food.
I will say, I've been to Portugal once, but it was many years ago.
Well, it's changed a lot since then, Josh.
Oh, it got bad, did it?
No, it's still not fine,
all bad, Josh. You just said that.
There's a little bit more food poisoning. It's still summer, and you know, late in the year, it's still summer in Portugal, which is nice. Portugal's nice because it's so old, but you know, it's got a lot of history. It's older than Rome, but that means that the streets are all very small. So you basically just have to like put Vaseline on your car and hope for the best because you're gonna be sliding.
That's actually such a funny coincidence because my dick looks like a small cobblestone street.
Oh, that's so weird because my dick looks like a car covered in Vaseline.
We should rub them together sometime.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. We rub our dicks together.
I think you guys should totally rub your dicks together.
I think we should.
An interesting thing I've noticed about Portugal is that, and this is 100% true, I'm not making this up.
You hear about that percentage, by the way?
Yes.
100%?
Fact check.
There's no room for error?
Fact check. me.
Wait,
Josh.
What, I mean, you haven't said it yet, so we don't. But wait, like 100 out of 100?
100 out of 100, yes.
You're gonna stick with that? You're going to double down right now?
Yes.
All right, okay, continue, please.
Jeez, why don't you guys believe in me?
Yeah.
I don't want to be a bitch. But I'm not sure this guy's going to get this 100% right.
Listen.
I'm not sure.
That's a big percentage. This guy's all right. Famously unreliable. So
that's okay. That's again, unfair again. To me. The Kit Kats here sometimes don't have wafers in the middle.
My dick looks like a Kit Kat without a wafer.
Completely disturbing. I don't know how it happens. I don't know why it only happens here. But I've had probably 10 Kit Kat bars. I've had 10 Kit Kat bars since I've gotten here.
Wait, two
of them have not had wafers in.
You're saying 10, like the element?
10.
Oh.
T-E, 10.
Sorry, Keaton, and I have to explain. Adam is Australian, so right. Pronunciation's a little off.
Well, speaking of Australians.
Here's my impression of Adam. I've had 10 Kit Kat bars.
Sounds just like him, Josh.
Since I've got to Portugal, I've had over 10 Kit Kat bars.
Felt like that weird Russian really, really quick.
He's well-traveled.
Just like my dick.
Well, Adam, continue telling us about your Kit Kat dick, please.
Okay. All right, listen.
Listen, guys, I'm not feeling great. I've just hit 10 Kit Kat bars.
I just hit 10 Kit Kat bars.
I'm sorry, guys. The last episode was supposed to be the one where you made fun of me the whole time. This one, I was supposed to be a hero.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm feeling good.
Well, Andrew, you're not doing a very good job of proving yourself so far.
Speaking of Australia, though, my dick looks like the pouch of a kangaroo.
It's concave.
You heard me.
Okay.
So then I got food poisoning.
Oh, you got it from the oysters.
I think it was the oysters. I was just really gobbling them down, boys. I was going in on these oysters.
Oh, shit.
I was slurping.
A little bit of glurping.
I was blurbing.
That's how you eat an oyster.
So I was eating these oysters, and then I get food poisoning, and I was shitting and vomiting everywhere, and it looked like my dick.
That's funny. That's so funny that you say that, because my dick looks like a sopping wet tissue.
Oh, it does.
Gross.
Oh, boy.
But so, yeah, I got food poisoning. I was bedridden for about 36 hours.
Wow.
And then now I'm fine again.
The resilience. Went back to work today.
And I'm feeling great, feeling productive. And I help on this podcast and get made fun of for the whole time. So
a great time.
Whatever. I'm trying to be quiet in this fancy hotel.
Can you just shout for me?
No, I don't want to.
I don't care how fancy the hotel is. I just want you to shout. My dick is like a waifless Kit Kat bar.
That's so funny that you say that.
Oh, shit.
Because, my dick looks like a ceiling fan that's had a... Can I start that one over?
Yeah, go for it.
All right, sorry. That's funny that you say that, because my dick looks like a stick in bike spokes.
Fuck. Do you guys remember those one, as seen on TV rags that, like, get up on the water? ShamWow. My dick looks like someone left a ShamWow in an oil bucket.
Well, listen, this has been a pleasure.
My dick looks like Jabba the Hutt.
My dick looks like a wine cork that a dog chewed on.
My dick looks like if you put a packet of BBs in a microwave.
My dick looks like if a dentist made his own tools himself out of teeth.
Fuck.
You know what, guys? I gotta be honest. My dick just looks like a real shitty dick.
My dick sucks, dude. Dick.
My dick just looks like a bad dick.
My dick's the worst.
It is canon on this podcast that my dick just looks terrible.
Listen, this is a powerful threesome. We have powerful bad dick energy.
Indeed.
We got the second type of BDE. We got BDE type 2.
Bad dick energy.
Bad dick energy.
That's I caught BDE too, and that's why I was sick the other day.
Sorry, I can't come into work. I just got diagnosed with BDE type 2. It's terminal.
But seriously, guys, my dick looks like an orange after you just used it to make orange juice.
My dick looks like a crab leg after you've cracked it open.
In all seriousness, my dick looks like a homeless guy's dog. My dick looks like what's left behind when you peel a sticker off a DVD case. Listen, it's time for us to wrap things up. The BDE type 2 boys.
I hope that name doesn't stick.
What name are you for? Just the bad dick boys?
The bad dick boys. The bad dick
boys. Keaton, you're not in the next episode, I'm afraid.
I mean, that's okay. I mean, I'm honestly not too surprised because my dick looks like a 40-year-old mattress.
just like
oblong and rectangular,
sure.
And covered in piss.
All right,
but for real though, before we wrap this up, I do need to say that my my dick looks like a kiwi that's been thrown at a ceiling fan.
On a similar note, my dick looks like a goose that just flew through an airplane's turbine.
What the miracle on the Hudson?
That's funny because my dick looks like Captain Sully's mustache. But yeah, no, for real though, Adam, thank you for coming on the podcast. I believe you've redeemed yourself going from the most infamous guest on the podcast to the worst dick on the podcast.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
We're so glad. Absolutely.
Any final thoughts?
I do have one final thought.
I do as well.
Would you like to go first or?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Actually, I'll just go first. Can I just say that my dick looks like a test tube in high school?
I would like to add on to that to let you know that my dick looks like a package that's been sent through the U.S. Postal Service.
That's good and all. My dick looks like a trash bag full of sausage that was attacked by a pack of wild dogs. And those are our final words.
See ya.
Good night.
Bye. My dick looks like...
My dick looks like a...
No, but seriously, my dick looks like...
My dick looks like...
Dude, my dick looks like...
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 Did you see what name I used as I entered?
Oh no, it doesn't show me that anymore.
It just says the Portugal bitch.